You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Okay, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. One of the anticipated signings for the Houston Dynamo, another attacking player. We heard about it last year when he was signed for a reported $1.2 million transfer fee from Instituto de Cordoba. And he joins us now. He is Mateo Bajamich. Mateo, welcome to the show.
Mateo, pues muchas gracias por acompañarnos. Como sabe, es su primera temporada completa con nosotros, ya que ingresó al equipo al fin del año pasado. ¿Cómo está?
Hola, todo bien.
First question would be simply, how does he feel about the move to Major League Soccer and this particular move in this time of his career?
Pues Mateo, ¿cómo se siente llegar aquí a MLS y pues a seguir su crecimiento como jugador aquí en los Estados Unidos?
No, me siento bien y contento de venir a la MLS porque es una liga muy competitiva y yo creo que con el grupo ahora ya estoy integrado y estamos trabajando duro para el comienzo de la temporada.
Glenn, I'm in a good spot. I'm in a league that's growing. That's one of the best leagues in this part of the world, and in a good group, a group that's working hard, getting ready for that first game, a team that I'm kind of more in a position where I'm integrating pretty well. So overall, things are just falling into place.
How much MLS has Mateo seen prior to coming here?
Mateo, pues, ¿qué conoces de la liga? ¿Qué tanto vio partidos de la liga antes de llegar aquí a Houston?
No, he visto varios porque hay bastantes argentinos acá, así que he visto varios y sé que son muy intensos y de mucha transición.
I've seen a lot, Glenn, just because there's so many Argentine players here in MLS, so I'm very familiar with the general lay of the land. It's a league that could be won or lost based on transition. The transition game is big, and that's definitely something that I've noticed just keeping an eye on some of the games that I've seen prior to joining to the team.
Mateo, what about, the general feeling when you were in Argentina about Major League Soccer? And, you know, is there a large desire for the Argentine player to come to Major League Soccer?
Y pues hablando de la liga, ¿cómo se ve en Argentina en términos de nivel o en términos de ser una liga que pues tiene mucho que dar, ¿no?
Sí, yo creo que se ve muy bien y se ve competitiva. Yo creo que ha cambiado mucho, ha ido mejorando tras los años, ha ido mejorando en lo competitivo la liga.
But it's a league that is just overall very competitive, and I think that's what we've noticed down there is that anyone can win it, that you've got teams from different backgrounds getting to the title, and something that's noticeable, something that caught our eye as the league just kept growing and growing. And it's a league that's very different from when it first started, and very aware of that.
Mateo Bajamich joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Mateo's a slashing, exciting winger, and obviously in Primera B in Argentina had 12 goals and 36 appearances. How's he scoring that many goals being a wide player?
Pues Mateo, ¿cómo ha anotado usted tantos goles jugando por la banda?
Y yo creo que yo antes, cuando era más chico, sería en inferiores, jugaba de 9. Entonces, yo quiero hacer goles. No es que yo solamente tiro centros o algo. Entonces, por ahí me meto más adentro del área y tengo ese olfato que por ahí es necesario en el área.
Glenn, funny you asked that, because when I was in the academy growing up and just kind of going through the youth system, I actually played as a number 9. So my instincts are to just go and attack goal, go and put the ball in the back of the net. Now, the last few years I've been out wide, and my function isn't really just to send court or crosses. That's a part of the game, but I'm definitely not afraid to go up there and, go one-on-one and try to get the ball in the back of the net.
We have seen Mateo in a lot of the footage. He does cut inside, and Mateo, I would just say, what side of the field do you prefer? Are you comfortable being an inverted winger coming in from the left as well?
Pues, Mateo, ¿cuál lado de la cancha le prefiere jugar usted? ¿Le gusta estar pues por la banda y luego trabajar para el centro? ¿O cómo maneja eso?
Sí, yo creo que por la derecha me he sentido más cómodo, pero también lo puedo hacer bien por las dos bandas o por el centro también, con otro 9, acompañado de otro 9, también lo puedo hacer, me siento cómodo.
Then I feel pretty comfortable on both sides of the field, but I would say that on the right side, naturally, that just comes, you know, instinctively to me. Then if you switch it up, if it's just two up top, I could definitely work off a partner. So it depends on what the game calls for. Very comfortable on both sides of the field, but naturally, the right side is where I gravitate towards.
Well, Mateo does know. Does he know that he's picked a very good state when it comes to beef? Because we all know everybody loves a good bistec in Argentina. Does he know Texas has got a great set of farms with tremendous beef and restaurants?
Mateo, pues, ¿qué conoce de Texas en términos de la carne de res o palo asado? Pues que en ese asado pues hay mucha variedad.
Sí, no es tan parecida como la carne argentina, pero no, es rica la carne y yo creo que se parece bastante.
There are definitely a few similarities. There's also a little bit of a difference. I guess for me, there's just nothing like what you find back home. But I'm definitely in a good spot, just given the variety of options here in Houston and throughout Texas.
How has preseason gone so far, and how has the adjustment been to his teammates?
Pues Mateo, ¿cómo va la pretemporada? ¿Cómo ha sido esta transición a un nuevo año futbolístico?
No, viene siendo intenso los entrenamientos. Es obvio que en pretemporada tiene que ser así que vamos encontrándole la vuelta a lo táctico y a lo físico también.
It's very intense, Glenn. If I had to put it in one word, I would say intense, which it should be. In preseason, you just have to get ready for what the challenges that are going to be down the road. And the group is approaching you with the right mentality. So in a good spot, definitely kind of trying to balance the physical demand and the mental demand, because there's two different sides hitting you all at the same time.
Mateo Bahamic joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. Is it comforting to have other players from Argentina on the team, like Maxi Arruti, like some of the other guys that are from the country of Argentina, including Matias Vera?
Mateo, pues, ¿cómo le ayuda pues aclamarse al grupo con jugadores que han estado aquí en esta liga? Hay que decir, con jugadores argentinos como Mati o Maxi, otros sudamericanos aquí en el Dynamo.
No, sí, yo creo que me adapté bien y me ayudaron mucho también ellos dos para ir adaptándome mejor, pero yo creo que como hablan mucho español en el plantel, yo creo que me voy a ir adaptando mucho mejor.
They played a big role, Glenn, for sure. It helps that a good chunk of the squad speaks Spanish. So just having that denominator makes it easier for me to help or transition and get the help I need as, you know, I get integrated into the team and just the day-to-day life here.
I'm just interested to ask Mateo, how much media did he have to do in Argentina when he was on Instituto de Cordoba? How much media do I have to do? How often are you presented to the press, per se?
Mateo, pues allá en Argentina con su club, ¿cómo fue la rutina de los medios? ¿Había algún horario ciertas veces a la semana? ¿Cómo se manejaba eso cuando usted estaba allá en instituto?
No, allá en Córdoba sería no había conferencia de prensa así con mucho periodistas preguntando, solo a veces a la tarde, así como ahora te llamaba una radio o lo que sea, pero no es que había una conferencia de prensa por semana.
Glenn, there isn't really a formal press conference, I guess, set up as you would see here, maybe. There were definitely media opportunities where on an afternoon, you know, similar to this or during the evening where you'd catch up with radio stations, certain programs, or just general interviews. But it was come as they go. The structure is a little different in that it's not regimented as it is here.
Wanted to ask Mateo, did he watch the Boca River game this past weekend?
Que si vio el partido entre River y Boca anoche.
Sí, lo vi.
So ¿y de quién es aficionado?
¿Cómo?
Que si tuvo un interés en quién ganaba.
Sí, de River.
So he did watch the game. He did watch the game and he was rooting for River.
You were rooting for River. Okay, so does he believe Diego Maradona saved that that goal in this game?
Entonces piensa o pregunta Glenn que si se piensa que Diego Maradona pues tuvo una mano en detener ese gol de ayer.
Espíritu.
Sí, sí, hicieron muchas fotos con eso. No sé qué pasó, que picó y salió.
Yeah, he says that he can't explain it. It's something where it looks like it went in, but it just bounced right out.
Mateo Bahamic joining us on the program. Before we let him go, we just want to wish Mateo the best of luck. Thank you very much for doing this interview with us. We're really looking forward to watching him play and continued success for him in his career here in Major League Soccer.
Mateo, pues muchas gracias. Es que le queremos desear lo mejor esta temporada y pues aquí en su tiempo con nosotros y pues en su tiempo como futbolista para que pues nos ayude y pues seguir acá triunfando entre todos.
Bueno, muchas gracias a ustedes también por el tiempo.
Gracias, Mateo. Thank you very much for gracias. Coming on the program.
Dale.
We appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a break here. More to come on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It's always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.